Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The world has gotten even stranger than you already.
These guys come from legend. They're basically gods.
Take that off. What are you?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist. People in this room, which one is A, wearing a spangly outfit, and B, not of use?
You people are so petty.
Sir, please put down the spear.
Simply marvelous.
Welcome to Simply Marvelous. This is the podcast where we talk about Reese being one of the judges on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Hey.
Also, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm Kyron Wheatley.
I'm Ed Nicholson.
I'm Georgia Mooney. And today we're talking about Reese. Yay!
Yay.
And Captain Marvel as well, I think,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
War is a universal language. I know a renegade soldier when I see one. Never occurred to me that one might come from above.
So you're not from around here?
It's hard to explain. I keep having these memories. I see flashes. I think I had a life here. But I can't tell if it's real.
We have no idea what threats are out there. We can't do this alone. We need you.
I'm not what you think I am.
What's this one about, Reese?
In a world where intergalactic shapeshifter aliens speak like sheep-shearers. Two ancient races are battling, or is Sony developing an Annette Bening VR experience? To be honest, I'd be into that.
Yes.
I'd ask her lots of questions. Yes, some of them would be about being married to Warren Beatty, but I wouldn't focus on that too much because it's her VR experience, and frankly, she's a gift and she could do better. Jude Law is a good guy, or is he a bad guy?
Yes.
I'm not talking about the movie. I'm just talking about him. He's one of those actors I feel like if I met, I wouldn't be surprised if he was a dick, but I would also be happy if he wasn't. Similar vibes from Samuel L. Jackson, to be honest. I'm pretty sure Brie Larson is a gift, though. In fact, I would happily swap out this whole movie for a candid footage of Brie Larson and Annette Bening just sitting in deck chairs, drinking iced tea, smoking cigarettes, and talking about all the men that have fucked them over in the industry. Captain Marvel!
Yay!
Yay! When did you start drinking, Reese?
And where are you drinking from, Reese?
I'm in New Zealand.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And how's Roo?
I can't talk about it.
Yes, you can.
It's just us.
The queens haven't been announced yet. I gotta...
They're going to be announced on a float, I heard. Is that correct?
Yeah, which I was meant to be on the float, but then I got stuck in New Zealand. And...
Because you're in every single lockdown the world's experiencing.
It is getting... My agent said to me the other day, it does feel like a gypsy has put a curse on you. So that's...
It is true.
so far this year, you have done 3.5 weeks.
Hand jobs. Oh, sorry, what are we talking about?
Just 3.5.
3.5.
Why only the half one?
I had to get a flight.
Yeah, to finish a Marvel movie.
By mid-July, you would have done 6 weeks of quarantine and 2 weeks of hard lockdown. So two of 6 months would have been spent in a room.
Lucky you had such a breezy 2020 with hardly any time inside.
Yes.
Other than that 4 months, of course.
I'm really tasting the wines of the world, though, by myself in hotels.
So together, that will be 6 months.
Yes.
Out of 12.
Yes.
That you would have spent in lockdown.
Yes.
Wow. Finally doing time for your crimes.
It does feel like I'm starting to feel I understand the lifestyle of white collar criminals. Like,
oh yeah, who like stay on those prison farms.
Yeah, like they're kind of nice and they still, there's like a tennis court and like,
yeah, they can walk around the car park.
Everything's fine.
You got a king size bed. It's
the wine is good. The lockdowns that I've had so far have been kind of car park quarantines where you can walk around. Like, I was the healthiest I've been in my life in quarantine. I've not talked about this, but truly, I didn't drink. I was doing 15,000 steps a day.
That is amazing.
Well, I mean, you were about to sit on a judging panel next to RuPaul.
Yeah, I was not going to have booze bloat next to that person.
He glows.
He glows.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's real weird. And I don't know. The thing is, I thought now that it's out there, I'd be like, well, now I don't have that secret. But I've just remembered there's so many more secrets that I know.
Yes. People are going to try and eke stuff out of you.
Well, I've got to do all this press now, and it's their job to, like, trick me.
Yeah, it's Georgia and my job to trick you now. So how was it?
All right, so I'll tell you who
won. Oh, hang on. Here's a question. Who won?
Okay, so their name... Oh, wait a minute.
Damn it.
Oh.
That is the good thing. I don't know who's won. That's the best part of it.
I have no
idea.
Suddenly you've got a newfound empathy for Tom Holland and his little secret-keeping job.
Yeah.
Mm. Bringing it back to Marvel.
Imagine being so bad at keeping secrets that the press and the announcement of the new film you're in is based around the fact that you ruin the names of things. Have you seen... Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen the video? Yeah, like... A large press agency that they would have hired to announce that movie to be like, well, you know how Tom always fucks it up. Maybe that's the angle.
Yeah. It just really plays into his adorable thing.
He's so adorable.
He's adorable.
Tom Holland, I wouldn't call hot.
Yeah.
But I want to give him a hug that we both maybe have boners during.
Half a hand job.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep.
You wouldn't call him hot, but you want to give him a hug that you've both got boners in.
Well, not conventionally hot. Like, as in Thor, that's a conventionally hot man.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
But I kind of don't want to have sex with him.
No, he's cute. He's cute.
Yeah.
That's it. Ugly but adorable.
Oh, wait a minute.
I actually quite like Tom Holland.
You'd want it to be romantic rather than a throwdown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm. Captain America or Thor, they're going to throw you around.
Yeah. God, yeah.
Tom Holland would be embarrassed the whole time. And that's kind of why I'm into it.
He'd be telling you you're beautiful.
Yeah. She's like, he'd be thanking you.
Do you think someone will do a podcast about RuPaul's Drag Race and discuss you in this manner?
I mean, yeah. And I'd be like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Rizzy, you're going to be a sex symbol in approximately 24 hours. I mean, you already were. Obvs.
That's right. We are recording this on the eve of me being announced.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this, I may have been cancelled.
We're also recording this at the point where I should have finished editing it. So it will not be coming out tomorrow morning. There will be a slight delay.
Look, we're in three different time zones, genuinely.
Yeah. We're doing our best.
Yes.
The calls we had to make to lockdown rules for this show. My God.
Do you know what, though? Truly, because I'm going to Canada, which, as it turns out, they don't just let you wander in.
Bummer.
I got a test yesterday. I'm getting another test. I'm up to 10 tests now. I've had 10 tests in my life.
You've had more than me.
Oh, and you had it.
Yeah.
I mean, at a certain point, I guess they stopped testing. They're like, well, you've got it now.
Yeah.
Still got it.
A doctor told me the last test that I got, that in China they've started testing in the bums.
No.
But yeah, they have, yeah.
What?
And I said, oh, okay. in a kind of like, why are you telling me this? Are you offering it? Because I don't want it.
I don't understand why they would do that. Why is that considered to be quicker, more comfortable?
I think it stays
more
in
comfortable.
The, more comfortable.
This is the question.
I mean, I actually think it kind of would be though.
More like, comfortable. So the COVID test is comfortable. We all know
okay,
that.
Okay, sorry. Well, slightly more comfortable than
an anal swab. Even more comfortable.
I learned the trick with them to make them much more comfortable.
Anal swabs or COVID tests?
COVID tests is to sniff.
Booby swabs.
Yeah, is to get them to gently caress your boobs at the same time. It really helps.
But what were you going to say? Because I have to get one tomorrow. So what? And when I arrive, I'm going to be getting 3 in 48 hours.
Do a big sniff when they go up. That helps. Oh. If you go at the same time, it just makes it,
you know,
better.
You've had enough COVID tests if you've got a technique.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
To getting them done.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Anyway, bang, 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 pop, pop, pop. What did you think?
Well, I watched this one with Mum, so that was a bit of fun. She's
great.
Returned. And we did
get
spend
her review in a bit.
The first 3 or 4 minutes, you know, guessing every wrong actor, just being like, that's Judi Dench. That's Helen Mirren. No, Mum, that's Annette Bening. That's Jennifer Lawrence. No, that's Brie Larson. And then we were both like, ooh, that's Jude Law.
Mm. Jude Law and Keanu Reeves have a special place in Mums.
Oh,
all Mums like Keanu Reeves.
Deep,
and Jude
deep
Law.
In Mums.
Yeah.
100%. Well, I think, and Johnny Depp used to be in that category, but.
Yes.
Has been.
Yeah, but their children have informed them it's a no from here.
It's
on.
A no from us.
In the bin.
Allegedly.
But I think young Jude Law is like maybe one of the handsomest creatures on earth.
Mm.
God, he's
does
beautiful.
Does young Jude Law appear in this movie?
Not so
no.
much. But no. He's still good now. But I mean, like, young Jude Law was like.
Yeah.
This might be the thirstiest podcast we've done so far.
I don't know. Have you listened to the others?
Yeah, we talked about Captain America's dick for a long time. I during the podcast, I sent Georgia a picture of his dick. So I'd call that.
That's right.
I'd call that pretty thirsty.
It's a special day for me.
Movies like this do make me wonder, if aliens were real, how many times in my life have I ever been.
What do you mean, if?
When aliens are real? Why aliens are real? If they're real, how many times in my life have I been
in the presence of one?
Well, a guest star, like in these movies, you always see one guy, like the cop in the car who's like report something because he's something weird is going on. How many times have I walked past a phone booth and been like, that's weird?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
How many times have you just skimmed over an alien interaction unknowingly?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just gave them water filled with sugar.
Yeah.
Didn't think anything of it.
Sugar. Sugar water. Sugar
that's
water.
That's just such a funny thing to think. If aliens are real, how many times have I not noticed them?
Yeah. I do. The one consistent thing in all space movies, though, is that we are shit.
Humans, yes.
Humans.
Yeah, we need help.
Really behind the times.
Yeah, we're not good.
No.
And it's amazing we've survived this long.
Yeah.
Mm. In fact, a blue lady called us a shithole. Like, they called us Coffs Harbour. Like, they were essentially like, we are Coffs Harbour. Yeah. There's stuff to do. You can go to the Big Banana. You can toboggan.
Yeah.
Earth is the universe's Coffs.
Yeah.
You know there's another Big Banana?
What?
In Carnarvon, in WA.
That's stupid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So you guys are trying to start your own country over there.
That's all you need.
This movie, I wish. When I saw it at the movies, I went with a group of people and everyone walked out going, how great was that?
Mm.
And I thought it was fine.
Mm. Mm.
But I am, as we know, a huge misogynist. So anytime, you know, a woman is front and centre, I am kind of a little bit like, well, this could have been a man.
That's why you went on RuPaul's Drag Race. It's the only women you'll speak to.
Absolutely. Any woman needs to be a man.
And it's also the whole thing is like a woman being hysterical as huge.
A woman lands on Earth and she is confused.
Yeah.
Like, I think the reasons I don't hate this movie. It's not like I wasn't watching it going, but I was drunk in the bath when I watched it. But it's, I think the reason I don't like it that much is because it is, we always talk about in this podcast, exposition movies. And this is a full-blown exposition movie.
Yeah, it's like back in time, this is how it happened.
Mm.
Yeah, like it's just a constant reference to everything that's coming up. Which is, I think, some movies in this series kind of have to do that.
Yeah.
And then the sequel will be its own story.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't feel like, this is going to sound so wanky, but it doesn't feel like her story. This feels like everyone else's story.
Yeah.
Even though it's the backstory of Captain Marvel, we're not actually learning much about Captain Marvel.
Mm. Is it fair for me to say that I think maybe that's partly because she doesn't really draw you in as a character? Like, she's not really that charismatic.
And Brie Larson is incredible.
Yeah, totally. And also, she's cool. Like, she does cool stuff. By the end, I was like, yeah, I think I want to be this one because this superhero, you just have all this energy. You just blast shit. You can fly straight to space from the ground with nothing on except a mohawk helmet, which is weird.
Yep.
Yep. Which is there sometimes.
Yeah, and sometimes it isn't.
Sometimes not there.
She is, I might be wrong, but I think she is the, I think Kevin Feige said this once, like, she is the most powerful being in the universe.
Oh, I thought that was Hulk. We said, like, an episode ago that was Hulk.
I think they're kind of in a bit of a... But, like, they use Hulk and her as...
Hopefully we cut it out.
As they use Hulk and her as saviours in these movies. Like, everything seems lost and then Hulk turns up. Everything seems lost, Captain Marvel turns up. I love there's a trend with this movie and it happening Captain in Ant-Man as well, where they're just like, what fun, powerful, older actresses can we have in not very physically demanding roles? Okay, we'll have Michelle Pfeiffer touch a woman. And then we'll do Annette Bening 100% green screen. She's going to come in for a day.
Yeah.
She is never in the room.
Pop her in a leather jacket.
Well, it's what she was wearing on the way in.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, she is a fighter pilot. I got a physical today.
What?
And the doctor just kept saying, yeah, fine.
Reese, what is happening to you?
I'm going into experiments.
You're just doing clinical trials.
Yeah.
For money between comedy gigs.
Yeah. Drag Race was just a makeup testing ad that I was involved in. They're not allowed to test it on animals anymore, so they do it on me and drag queens.
So what's involved in a physical for a boy?
Well, luckily, I was stressed. I thought he was going to want to touch my dick.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
That's
and I was told to put it away.
Okay. You came in ready to go.
I was out in the waiting room. And then he just checked my blood pressure. I was on the way to the... I was about to get in an Uber and I saw a friend of mine on the street. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm just going to get a physical. Are they going to touch my dick?
Why did you think they would do that?
Well, I thought he'd, like, do some ball thing. Isn't there a ball thing they do sometimes?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe...
I think when you get older, they might do, like, a...
Prostate
check.
Check you for coronavirus with their finger.
Remember when Jude Law shagged the nanny? That's when he really went downhill in the public
and
eye.
I think that's when Mum stopped liking him. And I think Hugh Grant was the same.
Yeah.
I think everyone was like, Hugh Grant.
And it came out of nowhere, much like in this film, where he really turns on a dime.
Yeah.
Are you talking about, did I fall asleep for a second or something? Did we not cover Jude Law's...
Shagging the nanny?
Attractive or not attractive.
Look, this week we're sponsored by Who Weekly.
Did I black out for a second? Did I dream the middle bit?
We need to go back to that.
Sponsored by Who Weekly, but from 2002?
Guess what?
Sponsored by the March 2002 edition of Who Weekly.
We're sponsored by a Who Weekly I found in the doctor's office today when I was getting a physical.
Today we found Mum's old mags.
Oh, I would... This is a branch off podcast. It's called Mum's Old Mag. The three of us just go through old New Weekly and Who Weekly and Women's Days, and we read articles to each other. I mean, this is 100% a podcast.
I love it so much.
Welcome back to Mum's Mags.
What else?
I think this is it with this movie, though, because to be honest, and I feel awful about this, but I breezed through this movie knowing what's coming next.
Mm.
And maybe that kind of tarred my viewing of this is because it's like, let's get to Endgame.
Yeah.
We need to get to Endgame.
It's true. It's true. Also, you know how last time you were talking about how you need to watch them in chronological order? This one made me really feel like that. I was like, oh,
yes.
Fuck. Where does Ronan come in? Is Ronan dead?
I'd forgotten about Ronan is dead.
I know. That's what I thought. And then I was like, when was the Tesseract in a cat? And then... How does it get from the cat to wherever it is next? Asgard? I was lost. Anyway, so I think we should do this whole podcast again.
S.H.I.E.L.D. have the Tesseract for a long time.
Yeah. Right. And that's how Iron Man gets his blue powers? No. No, that's just the same colour blue. Why?
Absolutely not.
I've learned nothing from this.
The Tesseract is what fell out of Captain America's plane.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. Because
and then was lost
Hugo Weaving
time.
Hitler had it, and then the cat. Anyway, there's a lot of gaps to fill in my mind.
Yes.
Other people, I'm sure, have it down. Especially our listeners.
I think that all powerful is kind of boring.
Yeah. You think you need to have more weakness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think if you're this powerful.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just, there's no jeopardy.
This is a long bow maybe, but I do think it is a little bit weird that it's like, look at how powerful this woman is, but she doesn't know how to control it. Like, it's not quite like, Captain America never has any issues realizing how powerful he is. He's just like, yeah, they made me powerful and I really lent into it and I'm fine.
But I thought maybe that might have been an actual intentional commentary on the way we see women as being too emotional. And she's like, well, actually, I got this.
Yeah, totally. But it takes a whole movie for that to happen.
Yeah, it's true. And it's also kind of old. Like, they were calling women hysterical a long time ago. We're past that now, aren't we?
And then doctors started masturbating them. Yes! And everyone's fine now.
And that's what happens in a lady physical. Still.
Oh. Sorry, that's what I was confused with. I was like, is he going to give me a hand job?
Next time I'll get a lady physical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could I have the girl one?
Could I request the lady physical, please? I would like my boobs massaged.
Yeah.
And I would like someone to masturbate me.
That works.
What an awful phrase. I'd like someone to masturbate me. Someone awful in the world has entered a bar and said to their friend, someone in this bar is going to masturbate me tonight.
And there's the highlight if we're looking for anything for the promo reel. Bechdel test?
Yeah.
Totes.
Pretty straightforward. A big fight, small kitchen.
By the way, we've not talked about one of the best parts of this movie, which is Ben Mendelsohn, like, who I always forget is so funny. Like,
he is amazing, isn't he?
Between, I thought you were my science guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, those things are so, and very Australian, I think, as well. Like, I feel like everything he does now, anytime he's in a big movie, like whether it be Star Wars or something, he brings like a bit of Australianness to it.
That
sort of cynicism. But I could watch Mendelsohn in anything.
I know. He is so charismatic. Like, I was way more excited when he was on the screen, even as a troll.
I reckon his niche is country boy that moved to the city and has to come back to clear out the house of dead relative. Ah, well, look who's back. Vanessa still runs the fish and chip shop. You had something with her 40 years ago. You should start that up again.
So, star sex appeal?
This is the first female lead superhero movie, right?
Yes.
So I think, if you're doing that, you need to make quite a statement in not having her be super sexualized, I think.
Absolutely.
MT Labfall says, 1 out of 10, practically nothing good about it besides the Kree commando team. This film ruins MCU continuity, fails to inspire a single goosebump, bores, exasperates, is glib, tries too hard to be feminist, has a horribly miscast lead hero, made me groan.
Oh my god. Etc.
From Big Dick 69. How about the phrase tries too hard to be feminist? How about that as a phrase?
I don't even want to go there.
Fuck off, cunt, I guess.
Lumix 50572 says 1 out of 10, fell asleep.
Oh.
Mariana Patisse 8 out of 10. The best? No. Enjoyable and ties nicely into MCU? Yes.
Hmm.
That's exactly how I feel about it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm excited about seeing her in the future. And I did have a sense of, like, I'm excited about her joining the gang because I do like her.
And in Endgame, she gets a moment.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Enough of what the internet thought. What did Mrs. Mooney think?
Oh, well, Mum said, whoa, she just fisted that whole spaceship. She didn't really realise what she said, but she was so right.
It's like when my aunt said, in describing my hair once, she said, I love your big red queef. Welcome back to Mum's Mags.
Mrs. Mooney's reviews so far, for those who haven't heard all the eps. Of The Crown, loved it. Iron Man 2, very noisy. Captain America, disconcerting biceps. Thor Dark World, who's that actor? Doctor Strange, loves that he's not a hugger and thinks they must have gone through a lot of sparklers. Guardians 2, the little tree is not much use. And now Captain Marvel, whoa, she just fisted that whole spaceship. Thank you for your service, Mrs. Mooney. Where do you reckon Captain Marvel's going, Georgia?
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I feel an obligation because she's the lady one to put her high, but I have to admit I don't think I liked it as much as I wanted to. I'm going to put it at number 14.
Mm.
After Thor, but before Iron Man 3 and Captain America and Captain America Winter Soldier and Captain America Civil War.
Why did I end up hating all the Captain Americas? He's my favourite.
You are not a fan of captains.
I love him.
I'm going to put it below Doctor Strange at 16, but in front of Iron Man 3 and Ant-Man and the Wasp, which I did not like. Reese, where would you like to go?
Home.
Oh.
I think I'm going to say 15.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Above Thor.
After Captain America
Winter
and
Soldier,
before Thor.
But before Thor and Iron Man and Doctor Strange and Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
Which has typoed itself in this list to Any Man and the Wasp.
Just Any Man and the Wasp.
Two films left in this season of Mum's Old Mags.
It's going to be weird watching Endgame and then having a Spider-Man one.
Yeah, it is strange to end on like that.
Yeah.
But if Wikipedia is to be believed, it says that there's four more coming out this year.
Yeah.
This year?
This year.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marvel. Well, actually, that's the thing that we need to say. We can't do a live ep because Reese is trapped.
In lockdown again.
And is no longer coming home. May never return. I
live on the road now.
Maybe the next Marvel movie we could do something. We could go watch it or something.
Yeah.
That's it. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.